go. This is Logan Brown music right here. A little Nelly action as we continue on here at the Slider House at the corner of McKnight and Manchester. Voted best patio in St. Louis. According to St. Louis Magazine, they got the largest selection of craft beer on tap. 85 cans of craft beer here in one location. That's the largest of anywhere in St. Louis. 85 cans. You got to be kidding me. Good to be here. And this show is brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training. Logan Brown's in the house. Logan, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Great to see you.
Yeah, you too. It's been a while.
Did you grow a little bit too or no?
No, I think I'm done now. I hope so.
Maybe a little more. What's the drinking age in Ottawa, in Windsor? Is it 18?
It's 19.
19. Are you 19 yet?
I just turned 19 a couple months ago.
Yeah, I know. It's 21 here, but they got 85 canned draft beer. That's a good selection, right?
Yeah, I got to stay away from those. It's summer training.
Summer training. What's going on in the summer for you?
Just a couple camps here and there, but mostly just trying to get stronger and hopefully try and make the team next year.
Who do you go to camp with now? Like when you're, you know, and you had a long season, obviously, because you guys won the Memorial Cup, so you had a long, you know, long run there in the postseason. But then you talk about camps. Like, who do you go to camps with?
Well, there's a development camp in a couple weeks up in Ottawa.
Like a prospect camp?
Which is all the prospects, yeah. And then the U.S. World Junior Camp, beginning of August, up in Ann Arbor. And then NHL main camp, the big deal there. So,
and you were in NHL main camp last year, right?
Yeah.
How was that experience for you?
It was awesome. Pretty eye opening. I mean, it's kind of your first taste of the NHL. So, you know, that's what you dream of. So whenever you can kind of be around them and be around the NHL, it's really cool.
What was your first I'm in the NHL moment last year in training camp?
Oh, I think just walking in and kind of seeing Erik Karlsson, Dion Phaneuf, some of the big names, Bobby Ryan, Kyle Turris, guys that are established and that I remember watching growing up and thinking how great they are. And just getting on the ice with Erik Karlsson, really, he's obviously a special player. So that was definitely kind of the, oh, wow, these are the big boys. These guys are pretty good.
You know, Chris Wyman does the show every summer, and I saw him a few days ago, and he's going to come in here and do this before he heads off to camp. But you know, he raves about Karlsson, like a lot of people do. I mean, obviously he's won a Norris Trophy two different times. But how good is he?
Unbelievable. The first time I was out on the ice, everything, you know, just little things that you don't notice and watching on TV. It's just every part of his game, it's well-rounded and really special.
Yeah. Somebody that came up from behind and kind of like, he put me in like a chokehold there. But in terms of Erik Karlsson, though, I mean, really, there's nobody like him. I mean, you watch him play, and he plays unlike anybody else in the league. You know, I mean, he could probably play any position, to be honest with you, with his skating ability. How much does he really try in a training camp? I mean, does he really put forth the same effort as he would in a typical, you know, regular practice or whatever?
Yeah, I think so. And especially last year, there was the new coach, Guy Boucher, up in Ottawa, so everyone's trying to make a good first impression, and the camp was intense. Like, guys were flying, you know, Karlsson was flying too.
You go through that situation, what do you tell yourself? Do you tell yourself, this is where I need to get to? Or, I mean, does your confidence come out to where you feel like, you know what, I belong, and I feel like I can play at this level?
Yeah, there's a little bit of an adjustment period, just kind of being around it, and you gotta. There's some things that work in junior that obviously don't work with them. But yeah, I mean, you just kind of gotta be confident in yourself, and that's the biggest thing. If you don't trust yourself with the puck, you know, you're not gonna make plays.
Did you get any preseason games?
Yep, preseason game against Toronto.
Okay, how'd that go?
I scored my second shift, but got cut 2 days later. So,
but
I guess,
you know,
not very
but
good.
You can't really use the word cut, though, right? I mean,
because set back to junior.
You never know. I mean, it's like obviously you're an 11th overall pick, but there's never a huge rush. I know you want to make the team, right? That's always what it's all about. And most of you guys who were drafted that high have never really been in that situation where you're not used to getting cut by teams, but. Like, what's your initial reaction? How disappointed are you? Or do they tell you, you know what, we like what we saw, but go and have a great year and get stronger and get better and come back, let's do it again next year?
Yeah, I think being in Windsor, and we hosted the Memorial Cup, obviously, and so that was a big thing. I mean, they said to me, we like you a lot, but there's still some things you need to work on, and it's a huge opportunity we had in Windsor playing in the Memorial Cup, and they really wanted me to make the most of that, and I think we did, and that's a big step, kind of completing junior, almost be doing the biggest thing possible. So hopefully this year it's they're ready to go.
How good of a coach is Rocky Thompson?
Yeah, he's unbelievable. Just the attention to detail, every little thing he's harping on, and video, and I think he watches hockey 24/7. He's a hockey nut. He just loves it.
Rocky Thompson, by the way, was in the Blues system for a few years, played in Peoria in the American Hockey League. Now he just took the head coaching job with the Chicago Wolves in the American Hockey League, who, of course, now split with the Las Vegas Golden Knights. And so the Blues will be sending a number of their top-end, high-end prospects to Chicago. You think his coaching style will transition to the pro game pretty easily?
I think so, for sure. He was up with Edmonton for a couple of years before he came to us, and you could tell. I mean, just he's an NHL coach. He's again, the little things, the video and the analytics, just that he loves all that stuff, and he's a hockey nut. He's obsessed with it.
What do you think of the town of Windsor, living there? How much fun is that? I've had some fun in Windsor now.
You've been up there?
I've been to Windsor. It can be a little bit of a dangerous spot too, right across the river from Detroit, but it's a lot of fun there, is it not?
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. I like St. Louis a little bit better. It's a little more fun, but no, it's all right. And I spent 3 years there now, so it's pretty much a second home.
Did you think you'd be able to convince Clayton Keller to come over? Did you think that was going to happen? Because I got to be honest with you, I kind of did. Once he was drafted as high as he went, and knowing that you guys are close friends, I really thought maybe there was a chance that he would leave college and end up taking the junior route. Although college sometimes can be better for a smaller guy to get bigger and stronger.
Yeah, I thought I was going to, but I guess he knew what he was doing. But again, it would have been pretty cool for him to be up there, one of my best buddies. But again, he played in the NHL, so he
first game here in St. Louis.
Yeah, he figured it out, I guess.
All right, tell our listeners, because a lot of people may not understand or get it, how big the Memorial Cup is. And to be able to be the host team, you're just probably feeling that energy even more so than the other teams competing in the tournament. I mean, and for people who don't know, this is the highest level of junior hockey. You get the champion from the top leagues in the Canadian Hockey League. You have the champion from the Ontario Hockey League, the champion from the Western Hockey League, the champion from the Quebec League, and then the host team all competing for the championship. The Windsor Spitfires were the host team. But I mean, it gets national, international coverage. It's a big, big deal.
Especially up in Canada. It's really insane. I mean, after we won it, the city was going crazy. We had a big parade and a bunch of stuff. It was unbelievable. I tell my friends here, and they laugh at me. They're like, what's the Memorial Cup? Never heard of it. But
yeah,
up there, they say it's one of the hardest trophies to win, and it really was. And, it was special.
How much fun did you have playing, though, in that tournament, with that in that environment? I mean, if they played in a 20,000-seat arena, they'd probably sell it out, right?
Yeah, it was crazy. Every game was sold out, packed. It was loudest rink I've ever been in. And, again, the fans were going crazy. Everyone's loving it. The festivities around the rink were crazy all week leading up to it. You could just feel the hype around the city. Like you said, national TV was there, Sportsnet. It was really cool.
Were you surprised that you guys won? Obviously you knew you were a good team, but you guys lost in the first round of the OHL playoffs. That was a big surprise. Was that maybe the wake-up call you guys needed?
Maybe. I think we're going in, we were underdogs to everyone else, but in our locker room we knew that we had the team on paper and the character and the guys in the room to do it. And the work we put in for 6 weeks leading up to the tournament, it was a boot camp. Rocky really.
I heard about that. Give me an idea what you guys did. Because he couldn't have been happy, right?
Well, like 3 miles, 7 a.m. runs, going to eat, coming back, working out, going to eat, coming back, hour-long bag skate, no pucks.
Really?
Like, crazy.
For how long?
Well, we did phase one was 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
How many days a week?
For phase one, 6 days out of 6 days a week.
So you're getting up. You're running 3 miles a day, 6 days a week, for 2 weeks.
We didn't run every day, but it felt like it.
And then you guys would take a break.
And then we'd have a day off, and then right back the next day, bag skating, and It was a boot camp. It was
Is that
tough.
What he called it?
I don't know. I forget what he called it. Just work days.
And was it because he was – well, first off, everybody else is playing, right? All the other teams that you guys are going to compete against in the Memorial Cup, I mean, these guys are playing, you know, four hard rounds, right, just to get there.
Yeah.
Okay? So for you guys to, you know, get to that point, I mean, I guess you guys have to find a way to stay in condition, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously you kind of lose your game touch when you don't play for 6 weeks, but gave us an opportunity to get healthy. It was pretty much the first time all year we had a healthy roster, and we were flying, and there, you know, we really said there's no other option but winning it. We had too special of a team, too tight of a group to lose first round and to not accomplish anything. So, again, there's no option but winning it.
Give me some of the other bigger names that are on your roster.
Mikhail Sergachev, 9th overall to Montreal. Logan Stanley, 18th overall to Winnipeg. Graham Knott, Chicago pick. Jeremiah Addison, Montreal pick. Jeremy Bracco, Toronto pick. Sean Day, New York. I could keep going. Jalen Chatfield, a bunch of guys that are unbelievable players and real special junior players.
Any young players who will likely get drafted high coming up next weekend?
Gabe Vilardi, I think I'm calling he's going 3rd overall, but
wow.
I don't.
You're calling it.
I think so. He's his work ethic is crazy, and his hockey sense is nuts. So,
yeah. Logan Brown is with us, 11th overall pick to the Ottawa Senators last June, the son of Jeff Brown. I don't know when we're going to start calling him the dad of Logan Brown. Maybe you have to do that sometime very, very soon, right?
I wouldn't say that to him.
No. You glad to have him out of coaching? Was it kind of, I mean, obviously he's been coaching in the Ontario Hockey League the last couple of years. You've been playing against him. He coached in Ottawa with the Ottawa 67s, a legendary, you know, program and organization there in the Ontario Hockey League. Pretty good coach. He's had a lot of success. You still feel like maybe the coaching bug is still in him and he'll get back in it?
I'm not sure. I think he's going to coach my little brother, so yeah. maybe he'll miss it. But coaching's pretty stressful. Like I don't think I could do it. And
especially at that level in the Canadian market, right? I mean, it's they almost cover it like it's an NHL team in terms of the reaction following a win and a loss, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, especially up in Ottawa, it's such a big city, and they've been there for so long that there is a lot of pressure on them there. But he did a great job. He built a great team there, and they're going to be good for a few years.
Yeah, and they got a USHL team coming here in another year. So maybe Jeff Brown would. I've been pushing for Jeff Brown to be the head coach. I've been telling him and other people who are involved with the team, this is your guy to be the head coach. It's right in his hometown, and, you know, he could still be around your little brother. And obviously, you know, then the team would know they'd have a good head coach to start off the franchise. So,
yeah.
And you played in the USHL, right, or no?
No.
You never played?
Never played.
I know
no.
You went to Indy when he was coaching in the USHL.
I was living with him there. But
yeah, you were living with him, but you're playing midget hockey, right?
Yeah, I was playing for the Indy midget team, but never. My dad never called me up.
Okay, all right. Yeah. He never called you up?
Never called me up.
Wow, he's tough, huh?
Yeah, he doesn't like me, I guess.
All right, let's take our another break. We'll come back and continue our conversation with Logan Brown. Again, the 11th overall pick for the Ottawa Senators. It's hard to believe that it's been a year since he was drafted, and a memorable night in Buffalo last year. We'll get into that with Logan Brown when we come back. I'm Andy Strickland. This is Hockey Sense. We are live at the Slider House. This is brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training and Gateway Buick GMC. We're live on the Fan 5 on 590 The Fan KFNS. Don't go anywhere.